AircheckDownloads.com. 97.2
Afternoon delight in association with Sanderson's Curtain House, Harrogate's leading soft furnisher and supplier of fabrics and wallpapers.
Paul Simon and the Obvious Child getting Afternoon Delight off to a rip-roaring start today. Good afternoon, everyone. I saw Paul Simon and what looked like the United Nations on stage at the NEC a few years ago performing that when Rhythm of the Saints came out, and it was absolutely mega. It really, really was a great single. Well, what have we got into today's packed programme, as usual? Nice to have you with us, by the way, and hello to everyone in Knaresborough at the market. Do be patient if you're looking for somewhere to park. Say it every week, but people still start to honking there. Horns. Well, we have a look at the local sport at about 1:30. We've got Tom Tips. It's racehorsing at York today, so plenty of traffic around the York area. So once again, please be prepared for delays if you're in that area. Also over the sticks at Newton Abbott and Fontwell this afternoon, but it's flat at York, and Tom's tips start with the 3:10. I'll be talking to Marek Liktarovic and Kirsty Challen about their Save a Life mission to Romania. They've been updating the life support and resuscitation techniques in the little hospitals over there, and they'll be telling us about what they've done and what they intend to do over the next 12 months. We'll be naming that voice, and we have a collectible record and all sorts happening. Good heavens, who's come in? Who is it? It must be for me.
£10 worth of petrol this week with the Friday fill-up, sponsored by Bachelors of Ripon. The first car owner to phone us is the winner.
And this week's numbers are H889TUB and H801UNW. H889TUB and H801UNW.
Phone us now on Harrogate 520972 and tell us the details of your car to be the winner on the Friday fill-up with Bachelors of Ripon, your local Vauxhall distributor.
There you go, Skip.
Stray FM.
Ken Welford in the afternoon on Stray FM 97.2.
That's Gilbert O'Sullivan here on Stray FM 97.2, and a number called Matrimony, which came from his first album way back in 1971, and that was called Himself, which I thought was very good, and I bought it. Here's Eurasia, as some people call them. That's Eurasia and the breath of life here on Stray FM 97.2. I forgot to tell you yesterday, I went to the fair, took the girls to the fair on Monday, and they said, Dad, will you come with us on the limbo dancer? That's a thing that goes up and down and round. I said, no, can't do that. Oh, my body can't stand it. I said, well, will you come on the waltzer? No, I can't. Oh, can't stand that. So, will you come on the sizzler then? No, I couldn't. I finally plucked up courage and paid 50 pence and went into the Hall of Mirrors. And I panicked when I couldn't get out. Still, must be my age, I suppose. Carly Simon from The Spy Who Loved Me, and Nobody Does It Better. Yeah, they were coming off that kamikaze ride like quivering wrecks. No way, Jose. No way, can't do that.
Club Janitorial, the fantastic new nightclub, is open for business.
97.2 Stray FM.
Afternoon delight in association with Sanderson's Curtain House, Harrogate's leading soft furnisher and supplier of fabrics and wallpapers.
Let's get together.
Hello, Sailor. Sailor and a glass of champagne from 1975. This is Stray FM. It's Afternoon Delight. It's 97.2 on your FM waveband, or at VHF if you have a very old radio like mine. It's 1:31, and it's time for a bit of sport. Well, last night, briefly in the FA Carling Premiership, Crystal Palace 1, Leeds United 2. Leeds United got rid of the Chelsea Blues, as it were. Be there if you can, if you're interested in rugby union in Knaresborough. We're let loose and fancy free. That's Let Loose and Crazy for you. Stray FM 97.2, real flesh and blood local radio for the Harrogate area. We're serving Harrogate, Knaresborough, Borough Bridge, Wetherby, Massam, Ripon and Pateley Bridge. And thank you everyone in Wetherby for all the nice letters you've been writing us. It's nice to know we have so many fans out west, as it were. Many, many thanks indeed. Or is it south? Yeah, southwest. Anyway, who's counting? Many thanks. And also thanks to Maggie, who wrote to me last week, actually, from Bilton, from St John's Grove. Thanks, Maggie, for your kind comments and constructive criticism. Your points have been noted and taken on board. Thanks very much. And I hope you get the voice right soon as well. Not your voice, but our mystery voice. That's coming up after 2 o'clock. The concert they never gave. Today's question follows this.
Well, since my baby left...
Elvis Presley and Heartbreak Hotel, his first hit over here in the UK, which brings us nicely to the concert they never gave. It all happens at the International Centre here in Harrogate on the 9th of September. That's a Friday evening. It's a musical celebration of the three greatest rock and roll performers of all time, Elvis, Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison. Set in the Wurlitzer world of the 50s and 60s America, this is the ultimate concert. It's a concert that could in fact have taken place had fate not played that untimely part in rock and roll history. It features Kevin Pallister from the smash hit Buddy, that's the Buddy Holly story, Clayton Mark from Elvis the Musical, and Bernie Jessam from the USA's Roy Orbison Show. We have two tickets available for the winner of our competition. We gave you the Buddy Holly question yesterday. It's the Elvis question today. Save your answers. There'll be the Roy Orbison question tomorrow, a recap on Friday, and we want you to fax or send by post your answers here to Stray FM. It's not a phone-in competition, and two tickets will be awarded to the winner drawn from the win bin full of fully correct answers. Buddy question yesterday, Elvis question today. Quite simply, what was the title of Elvis Presley's last number one in Britain? What was the title of Elvis Presley's last number one in the UK? Keep that with the answer to yesterday's question. As I say, the Roy Orbison question tomorrow and a full recap on Friday. Then we need your answers by the following Thursday at the very, very latest, and we'll announce the winners on next Friday. That's a week on Friday. What was the title of Elvis Presley's last number one in the UK? Save your answer, and we'll give you the third question tomorrow.
Aircheckdownloads.com.